Your Excellency, in response to your presidential orders and as a gesture of my assurance and unshaken commitment to the process, I wish to start the process of disarmament by handing in my gun before you and the public to Lieutenant General Kwal Diem, commander of the disarmament operation. Your Excellency, since your last visit, the security situation in the state has been stable except the recent incident of 10th of March 2012 committed by Murli youth in Akobe County, in which a big number of people have died, lost their lives, 200 others were wounded, and over 10,000 families displaced and thousands of cattle looted, and more details are trickled in on daily out basis. On the same day, a similar attack in Twitch East County by Murli youth claimed 2 lives and 65 heads. The two incidences might have provoked the situation, and chances of counterattacks may flare up once again. However, the disarmament due to be declared today by Your Excellency may address this situation and restore confidence among the conflicting communities. Mr. President, sir, since you have declared the need for comprehensive disarmament in Jonglei State during your visit last month, the state government went ahead with the sensitization programs and performed the following activities in preparation for the process. We organized a workshop on the 27th of February 2012 for all county commissioners, chiefs, paramount chiefs, members of legislative assembly, members of executive and civil society organizations to sensitize them on their respective role in the process of disarmament. Number two, we directed the Council of Ministers and other members of the executive to travel to their respective rural homes and support the disarmament process in the counties. Three, four, we asked Right Reverend, Right Honorable, the Speaker of Jonglei Legislative Assembly, to direct all members of the assembly to travel to their respective constituencies, give necessary support to the county commissioners in the disarmament process. We then also directed the county commissioners to form disarmament committees in their county headquarters and sub-counties and sub-committees in the Payams in preparation for the process. All these steps, Your Excellency, were carried out in grounding for a peaceful and orderly disarmament and to ensure its success, as the people of the state patiently awaited its declaration today by none other than your good person, the Commanding Chief of the SPLA. From here, Comrade President, allow me to take this opportunity to urge all the people of Jonglei State to adhere to orders of His Excellency the President and cooperate with the disarmament teams, that is the SPLA and other organized forces on the ground. And as I end my speech, I wish to thank you once again, Mr. President, for honoring your promise and be with us in Bor in a span of 2 weeks. My appreciations also go to the organizing committee for good organizing of this function, the inhabitants of Bor town for coming out in this large numbers and in this sunny day to receive His Excellency, the President of our Republic. The citizens also of Jomolungma State for waiting patiently to hear the declaration of disarmament in airwaves of the Republic of South Sudan. May God bless you all and thank you for listening, and I hope